And I want to talk a little bit about the Tathagatagarbha Sutra. I've ended up actually saying more about the Tathagata Sutra than I meant to when I started writing this talk. And basically, the Tathagatagarbha Sutra is another set of images. It's built around a set of metaphors. But just before I give you the metaphors, let me give you a little bit of context. So, in a book that collects these, there's an introduction to the sutra by a man called Groznik. Groznik says that the Tathagatagarbha Sutra is a short but extremely influential sutra, introducing the Mahayana idea that all beings have latent within themselves the qualities of a Buddha, but that those qualities are hidden by a covering of passion and anguish. The central message of the sutra is that Buddhahood, its potential in all beings, will be revealed. So this is the introduction. A couple of bits of etymology. Tathagata is basically a synonym for the Buddha. So it's one of the names of the Buddha. And it literally means thus gone, meaning gone to nirvana. You can also sort of analyse it so it means thus come, which was the Mahayana take on it. Not only do you go to nirvana, you're aware of the suffering in samsara, and you come back again. So Tathagata means thus gone, Tathagata means thus come. And garbha is a fantastic word. Right? The language needs words like these. Right? Garbha, its primary meaning is womb. It means something, literally, the womb of a woman, something that nourishes, something that gives birth. It can also mean a fetus, so it can mean something that is given birth to, something that's born. It can also mean that the leaves of a flower that protect the blossom. It can also mean a hidden room. It can also mean a sanctuary where something precious is hidden. It can also mean the husk that covers a seed. And then Groznik says, well, by extension, actually, finally, garbha can refer to the inside, middle, or interior of anything. Right, so this is garbha. And basically, the Tathagatagarbha Sutra just takes this word with this cluster of images around it, and it builds a set of metaphors that spell out those meanings. So let me just tell you some of the metaphors, basically metaphors about what it is in us that gives birth to the Tathagata, to the Buddha.